number 12,522, Trevor Clark seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirements for proposed structure, section 115-34, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the north side of Ocean View Place within the White Creek at Bethany subdivision. The 91 address is 20869 Ocean View Place. Ocean View zoning district is MRRPC. Tax parcel is District 134, map 8, parcel 582. And they're requesting a 7-foot variance from a 10-foot side yard setback for proposed attached shed. There's one letter of support, zero letter of opposition, and 18 no.
Is the applicant here? Would please come forward.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Name is Trevor Clark. Address is 30869 Ocean View Place, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm looking for a variance for a storage shed, so along the right side of the house. If you're facing the house, there's a, the builder put in an outside, pipes for an outside shower. There's two HVAC systems there. You're not allowed to have a storage unit, like a storage shed, freestanding in the neighborhood, so everybody attaches them to their house. And I'm looking to put it on that side. The way the building was positioned on the lot, the setback, it's actually 6 square feet that I'm looking for that's going to be over the 10-foot setback limit. I think I submitted a shaded area where you could see the diagram and... Yeah, so if you look right there, you'll see that that little corner of the shed is going to stick out about 3 feet in the front, 3 feet from west to east of the total 6 feet, and then about 4 feet back. So you're looking at 3 by 4, 12 square feet. Cut that in half because it's a rectangle, and you're looking at 6 square feet that's going to be over the setback. And couldn't really do it on the other side of the house because, as you can see, the garage is on that side. There is a door there already that goes right out to where the pipes are for the outside shower. So the OS stands for outside shower. That's where those pipes are. There's two HVAC systems, and then we're going to put a trash receptacle in the back. The HOA already approved the plans for it, and so did the immediate neighbor to the east. And on the other side, there's windows and kayak racks.
When you filled out your application, there was some criteria for the variance. Could you just go through them real quick? It's in your packet.
Sure. Oh, thank you. So for question number one, uniqueness of the property. Setbacks from where the builder placed the house will not allow for that 6 square feet from the storage unit. And the one request that my neighbor had was, can you not make it flush with the house so that, you know, because the whole thing's going to be over an overhang, so it'll have like a standing seam metal roof. They said, could you just push it back 3 feet to make sure that it gives it a little bit more of a, I guess, a better look to it? And I actually thought it was a great idea. So that was their only request, was to push it back 3 feet, which that currently shows. So the, let's see here. Yeah, and then what I had stated earlier is they don't allow you to have a standalone shed anywhere on your yard. So that was the other reason for putting it along the house like that. Not created by applicant, let me see here. Cannot otherwise be developed. The side setbacks are 10 feet. The house is situated on a lot so that the 6-foot outdoor shower, storage room, and trash receptacle along the side of the house adjacent to the garage entry door is not possible without the variance. And the next question, that such exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the appellant. The only intent is to erect an outdoor shower shed, which will impede 3 feet over the southeast corner set by the property's east side setback. The total amount is actually a little less than 9 square feet. It's actually right around 6. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The HOA requires all changes to home and landscape be approved by the ARC. ARC has already given me approval, which I think I submitted, and you have a copy of that. And what else do we have here? Minimum variance. The outdoor shower storage room and trash receptacle in question is of typical outdoor size, allowing for a person to comfortably shower and dry. It will match the existing home with no framing exposed, so everything has to be covered by like white PVC, that sort of thing.
Does that complete your presentation?
It does.
Yeah. Any questions?
It looks like looking at this survey that it, on the other side of your house, the ground falls off pretty good back there off that corner.
That's correct. However, there's no door to access that easily, and the outside shower pipes are not over there, and there's windows over there as well as two permanent kayak racks between where the windows are.
So there's no way you could put it over there?
Well, it would be very inconvenient.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there going to be I know this, I'm familiar with the area. I know it's not fully developed, or whether there's a plan or not to fully develop it or not. Lot 583, which I guess that would be 45, is there an intent to develop that? Is that considered a lot?
That is, yeah, there's two lots right there, and it just, the whole neighborhood just got, well, the vacant lots just got bought by another developer. So Toll Brothers sold the remaining of the project to, I think it's called Dan Ryan Builders. I assume the intent is to put a house there, but yeah, there should be another neighbor there in the future.
But the letter in support is your neighbor?
To the other side, where they would actually see it, yes.
Okay. Is there any other, maybe this is a question, are there any other variances in that neighborhood?
The gentleman, if you can scroll up a little bit there, the gentleman who...
I'm going to check it out here, right on this screen here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, right there, Mr. Weasel.
So if I can assist in reading aloud what Mrs. Lepore is showing on the screen. So this was a variance that was approved by the board and considered in 2014. And this was a similar variance for the front yard setback requirement. And reading the screen, it was at 2.12 feet from the required 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed attached garage extension. And this was approved by the board in 2014. And I believe Mrs. Lepore had found two others. So.
And that's a different neighborhood? Yeah.
And this would only show variance applications since 2011, so, one that we know to, so.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Mr. Sharp?
I think that there's no interior access from the shed, so you're not going to access it from the home?
Correct. It would be from the outside. In fact, I actually, I don't think I submitted this, I made this afterwards, but this kind of. So there's the garage door. This would be the storage shed. And then right here would be the little cut that is actually open. But this all has an overhang, basically for the shower.
Okay. All right, we're going to, if you can submit that over to Ms. Norwood over there to your left, so she can get that in the record.
Mm-hmm. Just a little more detail.
So I just want to make sure I understand. So on the other side of the shed, between the shed and the shower, that's your door to the garage?
Correct.
All right. Because I see on here there's like a gas meter and electric meter as well.
Correct. Yeah, as soon as you come out the door.
That's why you can't move the shed closer to the shower?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. I have no further questions.
Thank you.
Further questions?
I did have one quick question. How big is that shed?
13 and a half by 6.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any questions? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here against this application? Operator?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. There is no one on the line who would like to make comment at this time.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12522 for Trevor Clark. For the requested variance, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The property has a unique physical condition on the other side of the property with a fall off. He cannot put it on the other side of the house. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. It was there before he got there. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or impair the appropriate use of the development of adjacent property, and it represents the minimum variance necessary.
Motion.
Second.
Motion and second. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, too, for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12522 has been approved.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Have a good night.
You too.